Bob Hope was born Leslie Towns in England. He was raised in Cleveland, Ohio, a U.S. citizen who became the King of Comedy and honorary British Knight.
I suppose you read where Elvis Presley passed his army physical. I feel a lot safer now, don't you? The Supreme Court ruled no more praying in school. From now on, the kids have to study to get good marks. I see that the Beatles have arrived by plane from England. They were 40 pounds overweight, and that was just their hair. You see those kids? The Beatles are kind of a barbershop quartet that couldn't get waited on.
Sir Robert Hope was probably the most complete, all-round enduring entertainer of the 20th century. Singing, dancing, acting, and keeping the world laughing.
It's nice to be back working for a civilian audience again. You don't laugh as easy, but you don't shoot as fast either. You know, I think Vietnam left me a little nervous. This morning, my Wheaties popped, and I surrendered to the maid.
From his 1920 start in vaudeville, to Hollywood, to radio in 1938, and his first television appearance in 1947.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob, first commercial television broadcast Hope. And you gals who've tuned in, and I want to make this emphatic, if my face isn't handsome and debonair, please blame it on the static.
Hope's many career highlights included the road pictures with Bing Crosby.
We're off on the road to Morocco.
U.S. and Christmas shows for U.S. servicemen around the world.
Thanks from America to all our men in blue, our boys in khaki too, our tough Marines, our Coast Guard, our Army nurses true. We thank you so much.
Friendships with presidents and world leaders, and his love for the game of golf.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
Bob Hope, an enduring institution of American entertainment. Thanks for the memories.
Thank you so much.
Larry Webb, USAtoday.com.